welcome to this week's lesson, and I want to talk about something, you know, you hear it a lot, but I just want to reinforce it, and it's drinking enough water. I think this is probably the easiest way to really lose weight permanently, okay? Because, number one, by drinking more water, you're going to feel more full, okay? It's simple. You know, it's just there is a certain aspect of hunger that relies upon where your stomach's at, right? How much it contracts. When it contracts to a certain point, it starts sending signals to your brain. So I'm not saying just drinking water, you're never going to feel hungry again, but it does help, okay? And so at certain times during the day when you feel hungry, if you go for the water instead, then you're going to find that it becomes easier to manage your weight and to manage your eating. The general rule to follow is half of your body weight in ounces, okay? So that's how much water you should be drinking at least, right, a minimum of it. So I basically drink my body weight in ounces every day, right? Which leads me to step number two, just practical, easy way to do it is to use a big container. This is what I drink out of, okay? I drink at least two of these a day, right? So this is a SIG bottle, and the nice thing about it, it's not plastic, so it doesn't outgas, doesn't make the water taste bad, makes the water, you know, again, make sure your water is clean, pure, get a purifier if you need to, it's worth the investment. And begin drinking out of large containers, okay, so that you can measure how much you're drinking. With the container you have, figure out how many of those you need to drink a day to drink your goal number of ounces of water every day, okay? But this is the thing. You know, if you're trying to drink 8 glasses of water a day, it's too hard to remember those things, okay? It's too hard to keep track of that. What you want to do is get down to, I need to, you know, drink one or two of these, you know, containers a day. It's a lot easier for your brain to pay attention to. Now, this is so valuable, I wanted to take a whole lesson to talk about it. It's not just that you'll feel less hungry. Water is just so essential, obviously, but it also makes you feel more comfortable. A lot of people don't realize that water is one of the main lubricants in our body, right? So if you're wondering why your knees are achy sometimes, or your back's sore, or your arms are just kind of achy, sometimes it can be because you're thirsty, right? You need more water. So begin thinking of it that way. The more reasons you can add to drink water, the better. Okay, because I'm telling you, it is. I made a video one time called The Weight Loss Elixir, right? Because it literally is like a magical formula for helping people maintain their weight. And I've noticed this over and over again, interviewing people who have successfully done it, that they have almost always made water a very crucial part of their daily plan. Okay, starting from the morning right up to when they go to bed. And so I just can't stress or urge enough to do this. And I want you to take action with it today. If you don't have a container, a large container to hold the water in, get one today or order one today, okay, online. And if you don't have a filter to filter it out appropriately, get that today. I used to use a Brita, but it was kind of a pain in the butt. I began using, I think it's called a Pure. The brand doesn't matter. It's the type that goes right onto the faucet. Okay, so that I found to be really useful because I don't have to do any extra steps. I just turn the thing and it filters the water. So make sure you do that. The other thing, you know, they do, statistically, they estimate in America that most people actually are dehydrated. And the interesting thing is that our brains and our bodies will oftentimes misinterpret that hunger, that thirst feeling for hunger. Okay, which is very interesting. And I've noticed that as I, because again, I didn't drink a lot of water growing up. I mean, I would drink it randomly, but it wasn't part of my everyday routine. And once it was, I noticed that my understanding of hunger changed a bit. So I do believe that to be true, that sometimes when you feel like you're actually hungry, it is a desire for thirst, or for water, okay, and hydration. Now, going along with the water thing, okay, because it's just so essential. Another way to add water into your diet, again, is through greens, right? Raw leafy greens, right? You eat lettuce, there's a high water content to it. Eating certain fruits, right? They have a high water content. So these are the foods that you want to begin adding into your day. But even if you don't do that, by at least drinking enough water, you also allow your body to digest these foods easier. I mean, this is, again, a lot of this stuff's common sense, isn't it? But what we need to do is make it routine, make it habit. I tell you now that I'll drink at least two of those big bottles every single day, and it helps me sleep better. I swear it evens out my moods. My mouth isn't... I used to have like kind of a sore throat when I woke up in the morning. I think I was a little dehydrated. So it's had tremendous benefits for me. So how do you make it part of your day? The first thing I would suggest, again, is get the large container. Because then your mind's thinking one, two, three of these a day. Right? It's easier to track what you're doing. Okay? Now the other thing is to break your day up. So don't just wait until, you know, 9 o'clock at night and you're going to see how much water you drink. Start to break it up. So maybe by 12 o'clock noon, you've drank, you know, one container. By 5 o'clock, you've drank one or two containers. Break it up during the day, all right? Now, the other thing is, well, this will be the final thing, is we want to begin to program it into our minds. Remember that when you think of tomorrow, when you think of a typical day, you have a sense of expectation of what's going to happen, of what you're going to do. Okay? So maybe, you know, some people wake up in the morning and they have a coffee as soon as they wake up. Some people have an orange juice. Maybe you get to work and again, you know, you could sit down and drink that coffee or whatever it is. You have a routine of what you do throughout the day. What we want to do is incorporate drinking water into that routine. Because once it's part of the routine, what ends up happening is it's just automatic. It's just natural. I've got the water bottle on my desk now, and I just find myself regularly reaching for it and drinking it. Okay? And on an unconscious level, I know how much I've drank. So if I, you know, the very rare occasion I don't drink any water until 5 or 6 o'clock at night, my body will feel it, and my mind will know. I'll have an idea that I haven't drank it, okay? And then I'll kind of turn on the gas, and I'll you know, finish the water. And I don't know, you know, some people will say, just go with your body's instincts on that. If you're thirsty, drink. If you're not, don't drink. And I don't know what the research, because I've seen conflicting things on this, but I'll give you my opinion on it, is even if I'm not thirsty, I'll drink the water. Because there have been times when I've just listened to my body, and I don't make it sound like listening to your body is bad, but I haven't felt thirsty. I haven't trained that into myself at that point, and so I didn't drink as much water, and I would notice different things. I would be a little more sore. I'd be a little more lethargic. So I feel like the water, drinking more water, helped eliminate that. So I don't want to say I forced it down. I never, you know, had to force it down sitting at a table, you know, getting sick while I drank it. But I would intentionally, you know, super hydrate my body, okay? And what ends up happening is I think your thirst gauge, your thirst markers will change. And so you will actually become a thirstier person. And I haven't seen any evidence that that can be bad, okay? So, again, the rules you want to go by here are half your body weight in ounces of water every day at a minimum. And, you know, kind of start from there. And what I want to say is notice how you feel. So much of this is intuitive, right? Try these different things and notice how you feel. Notice the whole picture, though, right? When you drink that much water, the next day when you wake up, do you notice any difference in how you feel? Do you feel your hunger? How's that affected, right? How's the comfort in your body affected? Are you, you know, do you feel a little more comfortable, a little more mobility, less aches and pains, right? These are things you want to pay attention to. And I can almost guarantee that as you do this, and give it a week, and every day kind of just notice it, I can almost guarantee that you're going to have improvements in all of these areas, all right? Water is an essential, obviously. Make it essential. And what I want to say is water is not coffee. Water is not soda. Water is not no-calorie waters with artificial sweeteners in it, okay? Water is water. Drink it and get used to it. It doesn't have to even be something you enjoy. I almost think of it as like a vitamin, okay? It's just something I'm going to do because I know that it makes me feel better in a lot of ways. So even if you don't, because I know there's people that don't like the taste of water, get over it, okay? It doesn't taste bad, we know that. Even if you don't crave it or love it, drink it, all right? And what's going to happen is it will change, I promise you. And it's one of those important things to change. All right? So get going on this and get it into your routines. And I'll talk to you next week.